This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haider, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story.
The Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, is moments away from handing down the federal budget. In the background, you can hear what they call the bells, summoning members to the House of Representatives to listen.
We give a call to the Treasurer.
Yeah. Speaker, this is the most important and ambitious budget in decades.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers has handed down four budgets before, but standing in Parliament to deliver his fifth, he said this was the most significant.
War in the Middle East has been pushing up prices, pushing down growth and punishing Australians. It has exposed weaknesses in the global economy and intensified long-standing challenges here at home. We didn't decide when this war began, and we have no control over when it will properly end. But how we respond is up to us.
As Donald Trump's war on Iran continues to cause chaos around the world and support for one nation surges, the Treasurer insists this is a budget that will ease economic pressures.
And in an era where people feel like the system no longer works for them, this budget doesn't just acknowledge that, it acts on it.
The centrepiece, as expected, are changes to negative gearing and capital gains tax.
We're delivering a fairer tax system for workers, first-time buyers and young people. This will help rebalance a system which is more generous to assets than it is to labour, and help rebalance a system where house prices have decoupled from incomes. Since 1999, house prices have risen over 400%, more than twice as fast as average incomes.
So, who will benefit? And does the bold rhetoric stack up?
Tonight we choose the hard road of reform, not the path of least resistance.
Today, political editor Tom McElroy and economics editor Patrick Commons break down Labor's budget.
And that, Mr. Speaker, is why I commend this bill and this budget to the House.
It's Tuesday, the 12th of May.